really. You know, it's time to stop planning and start living. I mean, you planning or wishing, you having this idea that this is what you want to do, this is the step you want to take, with you not moving forward. I was going through LinkedIn and a friend posted something about it's nonfiction. So she had it that she had this idea in her mind. She woke up to it. So you got to tell her friend. She told her friend, then that was the end. That was where she stopped the whole idea. She didn't put effort into achieving that idea. So the friend constantly pressure into, what's up, how about these, are you doing this, are you not doing it again, you know. Then she said, at some point she said, leave me alone, it is my idea, what's your business with it, why are you disturbing me, why are you this, why are you that. So the friend forgot everything there. Then one day she woke up to Instagram, then she found out that the idea was brought up by the friend she told, and she was mad. Fine, the friend didn't do the right thing, but at the same time she brought that idea to life. So rather than you wishing, if wishes were horses though, rather than you wishing, how about starting to live? This week I took a step forward, and I'm so glad I did. What did you get to do on your plan this week, last week, this week? When you prioritize some of those plants, one of it, it might, who knows, turn out well. We all have it planned, your schedule, events, activities, and life. But are those plans going well? How are you able to balance life and goals, work and family, fun, being yourself, living with yourself, being in the moment, being present, staying real to yourself? Are you able to match it up? Are you able to balance it? If they are going as planned, you may need to cut a little secret for us on how you do this. But if you are on the quest for a never-ending balance, stick by as we'll be sharing practical ways to achieve a balanced mind, which will make everything, if not all, everything work together. Listen, you would love this. There are ideas from experts. Some I've worked on and it's really, really productive. It's really going well. A balanced mind is so needed. So if you need this, stick around, stand by me, and I'll be back shortly. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome to the Grow With Life podcast, where we talk and share about living a minimal, simple, confident, and smart life. I'm your host, Oluwadamilola Ayopadeayo. Thank you so much, guys, for joining me. I am so glad and excited to have you guys right here with me. Because if you've been looking for a way to make everything work in a simple, clear, and easy way, then this is the right place for you. So, guys, let's get right in. Woohoo!
Listen, no one is promising you that it will be so easy. No one. But with the right mindset, patience, and a strong belief in yourself, I mean, you are the sole proprietorship in this ride. It's all about you. When you believe that this is what you can do, this is what you will do, and this is what you will achieve. If you believe you would achieve this balance, it's something you can work towards and you'd achieve it. Here is me just sharing my ideas, my points, research that I've gotten to learn and worked on. It worked for me in some way, and I know it will work for you perfectly. So when you put your mind into achieving it, you would surely achieve it. A balanced lifestyle should almost be a daily practice, because you're at the road of recognizing your physical, mental, and emotional needs, which you are intentionally setting out to see that those needs are taken care of. The key to keeping balance is known when you've lost it. I don't know if that resonates well. And I don't want to see balance as a better time management, but a means of making choices and enjoying those choices. Treat it as a purpose. More like when you find purpose, you fulfill it, right? Let balance work in accordance to you. When you find balance, when you find purpose, you want to fulfill it. You look for every means to fulfill it. How about you finding how balance will work for you, and you finding all means to make it work? A balanced mind is a state of ability to think clearly, rationally, while being receptive to creative ideas. You aren't ruled by your emotion or incessantly thinking about all of the things that needs doing in your life. It needs patience, because one thing that a balanced mind does, it gives you peace. A balanced mind mingles between the doing and the being. It focuses on getting the task done at the same time, balances being or living in the moment while you are doing it. Do you understand the phrase? Between the doing and the being. That's you and what you act, you're putting into action. Everyone wants to achieve this balance. I want to do, and you want to do. More reason why you're listening to this episode of Grow With Less podcast, because we are breed with the always up and doing life, the busy life. If you are not busy, you are not doing anything. If you're not out, you are lost in life. If you don't wake up in the morning, dress up and go to work, you are really not doing it. By freelancing and work at home, people would surely understand this point. In all of this, how often do you take a few deep breaths to check in with yourself, to check how you're feeling emotionally and mentally? Being and doing, mentally and physically, how are you doing? How about your body? Can you notice any mental or physical stress or tension? Most times, you have to check this out for you to make a balance, because if all of these are not working the way they are to work, I'm sorry, but not sorry, there is no way you'd achieve it, no matter how simple it might look to you. When you do this, you would realize everything comes from the mind. If you can't create the mind balance, you'd constantly find yourself with the hustle and bustle of life. I love this quote, and sharing with you will not be a bad idea. Believe me, we don't grow when things are easy. We grow when we face challenges. And if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't build you. It doesn't change you. It doesn't make you. It has to challenge you. Yes, one of my coach loved that quote. It doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. As much as we do not want anything to hinder us, it will show its face. Okay. Before it all, what's balance? balance is equal. It means when you are neither in extreme nor in low condition or situation. It deals with moderacy when you get to give the same reaction to pleasure or pain. How do you react to some of those things that happens around you? You know, balance means everything on the same line. Do you get to achieve this often? No. Yes. No. Balance is an alignment of your mind and body, mental and physical, and the ability to make the connect to feel at peace with your worlds. You are creating or achieving balance. It isn't a day or one time thing. It is you regularly looking towards something more like parity to things you need over time. You will need to often dedicate and recalibrate to remain a balanced person. Often. Dedication, commitment, consistency, deliberate actions. Why? Work towards achieving a balanced mind. Why are you doing this? Since we constantly feed the pressure to perform well in life, you know, getting busy with no time for self-reflection, there is need for you constantly recuperating, self-reflections. How about you doing what will make life get balanced? It's need. There's one thing I know balancing mind will do for you. It is to stay calm and deal with overwhelming situations. You to achieve your desired goals and more creativity. You become more creative. You get to identify your value. You'd be mindful. More time with yourself. And when you have more time with yourself, you get to know how to think, figure out things that will work well for you. You'd be less stressful. I mean, balance in the mind. You'd have the ability to accomplish challenging tasks. Yes, and you feel happier with situations in life with its hardness. You'd be able to know how to work your way through with all of those things. Clearly, you want to own all of this to yourself. So if you want to own all of this to yourself, you have to develop this balancing. You have to work towards it. It's not easy, but you would have to work towards it. It's a routine that you have to maintain all through your life. Now, do you feel like your mind is constantly changing and situations want to improve themselves? Do you want to achieve a balanced mind? Do you want to live the busy life to the more proactive life? Then, here are 5 things you can do to achieve a balanced mind. Number one thing, have your alone time daily. Emphasis on daily. Alone time helps you develop this self-reaction, self-reflection to check within yourself how you're doing, how you're coping with things, how you're making things work for you. How am I sure that I am on the right track? When you have your alone time, you'd be able to achieve, if not all of this, some of those things that you need to yourself. Daily, create, if it is 30 minutes of your time to be alone. It might be in the morning, it might be at night, it might be in the noontime, afternoon. Just create the time for yourself to always reflect on you, because you are the right here, no one else. It gives you the time to know when to go with family, go out to family, have fun, you know, live in the moment. And which will bring me to you practicing mindfulness. Some practices of mindfulness would help you regain your balance. You'll be mindful of things you do what you say, where you go to at the right time, places you need to be. You know, live in the present. You're living in the moment. Practicing those activities, meditation, yoga. I do yoga a lot these days. I don't know why. At least 6 times a row, I do that. Practice yoga, meditation, you know, things that would make you become more relaxed and enjoy what it's in you. Yes, I'm writing a book on mindfulness, minimalism to mindfulness. Yes, I'm writing it and it will be out soon. Guys, you will love it, I promise. Another point I'll be talking about is you creating a workable routine for you. How do you achieve it? This? Try out different things, different habits. Yes, the first thing I do was I tried out meditation and exercising, then reading and listening to motivational videos or audios. Morning routine, evening routine, and afternoon routines. I developed those and I picked those that worked for me. Workable routines. Every morning, I know when I woke up, I know what to do. At night, going to bed, I know what I want to do. When it's time for me to do one or two things, I do, because it's a routine. It's something I follow. That's become this. So when I do this, I'll be able to recuperate myself to doing more of the things I want to do. I know you get what I'm trying to say here, right? All right, so when you try out those things, you pick ones, those routines, those habits that are sure working for you. The best habits, though, that are sure working for you, those habits that you can always dwell on. It helps you achieve balancing mind. And at that point, I'll talk about is you setting daily small goals and get to prioritize those that need be. Fine, it's good for you to set bigger goals, but how about when you set those bigger goals, crash them into smaller goals and pick them one after the other? I mean, that would be workable. Your mind will be at peace because you know this is what you want to achieve for today or this week. It's a bigger goal. It's not a weak goal. How about you creating routines, goals, realistic goals that would help in achieving that bigger goal, so that the load will not be too much? When the load is too much for you, it becomes too much to achieve. Set smaller pieces of goals, realistic ones that would accompany that bigger goal, and you would achieve more with less. Growing with less. Do all of that. And there is one I would like to talk about. We so need it. Yes, is to practice minimalism. It helps achieve a balanced mind. How? True, and being your real self will create balance in you. Do you know that? More like, who are you? What do you value? When you have the understanding of who you are, with you staying true to it, it creates a balance for you. By changing the way you see things, act and react with intentionality. You'll be able to act, react to things, respond to things with intentionality. Because those are your major goals. Those are things you want to achieve. Those are your priorities. You'll be able to achieve them, work towards them, look for means to achieve all of those things. So is achieving balance a priority to you? Minimalism would help you stay true to yourself into accomplishing that balance that you want to accomplish. It creates the balance and the meaningful life that you want for yourself. Create balance by staying true to yourself. And other things you can do, I'm just listing them, is you setting boundaries. When you get used to people, honestly, you don't get to live alone. You'd love the company of others. And every time they will not always have your time. Another thing you can do is exercise daily. Have enough rest to help you achieve this peace you want. Importantly, stay real to yourself. As much as you get to do things that makes you happy, filled with peace of mind, it will be easier to maintain the balance you want in your life. It gets you near daily mental clarity. Be clear. You need it. I need it. I want everything clarity. Finding balance is an art that requires flexibility. It's more of a shift and adjustment in you. You need a shift of mindset. You need a shift in the growth. You need a shift in doing. You need a shift in your being. Some days will be great, some won't be. Some days will feel like things fall apart. Things are falling apart. Things are not going well. Yeah, that's exactly what balance is about. Get it to know it's not a 1 minute thing, but you accepting the constant shift that comes with it. Remember, value cannot be placed on everything you own, things you do. If done, nothing truly has value. All this cannot be the same. Yes, guys, I'll leave you with this. The key to keeping your balance is knowing when you've lost it. And for you to achieve this, you have to be mindful. You have to work towards creating and achieving balance. Be real and true to yourself to discern when to stop, when to start living. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've been able to learn one or two things. When we talk about achieving balance, how it helps you and the ways in which you can achieve balance. If you haven't figured out ways you can achieve this, how about trying one or two of this and let me know how it works for you. I would appreciate that. Subscribe and follow me on my church leader LinkedIn precisely. I'll be back on Instagram and TikTok. You'll see me soon in my flashy self. Don't forget to subscribe to Grow With Less podcast. It's a show by you creating a minimalist balance, achieving everything, productivity, and all things sweet you want to achieve. I told you earlier, a book will be out soon. New book alert. Mindfulness to Minimalism. Minimalism to Mindfulness. I will pick the title for it. But guys, you know I'll always, always root for you. I love you.